Namaste. My name is Will Simmerer. I'm an international meditation master. Today I want to speak why does non-violence not work? The Hindu scripture had introduced non-violence or ahimsa for the Brahmin, this means the priests, and the sannyasin or monks in their religion. And that makes total sense. When both are living in a lonely resort, so that nobody has the opportunity to fight against them, because they cannot defend themselves. It's not allowed. And after the Hindu religions, the Jainism, the Buddhists, and the Christianhood had met the ahimsa for everybody in the religion as a duty. And this is total nonsense. And it was one of the biggest mistakes the religion have done. We don't live in a peaceful world. We have wars everywhere, and if we don't defend, we get killed. If we see, for instance, the history of India, India got in the 300 BC through the Emperor Ashoka the Great, Buddhism. And in the 3rd century after Christ's birth, the Huns conquered India and destroyed the Buddhism. And in the 12th century, the Muslims were coming, conquered India, and again. What happens with Tibet? The same. But this time, it had been the Chinese conquered, destroyed the Buddhism, killed the monks, and so on. Even the Buddhism is not keeping ahimsa pure, because they're eating meat, and that is against ahimsa. So for the Christianhood, is it, as Jesus said, if one body is hitting your left side of your face, then turn to the right side that he can hit also the right side. Oh, okay, this is ahimsa for me, no? And start to give him a big blow that he never will do it again, no? Okay, if you see the ahimsa was also somehow in the Christianhood, and killing is not allowed and so on, and the Christianhood had met wars like crazy, killed billions of people, tortured innocent women as witches. And this after the Christian scripture, the Bible. So that even the religion leaders didn't care at all what is in the Bible. So for me, this is not something I can believe in. The other Buddhist country didn't keep Ahimsa when they were attacked, and that was good so. But then Buddhism is not Buddhism anymore. Okay, I understand that. But it protects the people in the country. If we understand why the Hindu religion had crafted the Ahimsa and all the rules so well, that it makes really sense until today. Because over centuries, they have refined the rules, to make it better and better and better. For instance, punishment, no? Punishment for Buddhism and so on, not allowed, I know. For the Hindu religion, yes. For the priests and monks, for sure not. They should live Ahimsa, finish. And who should rule the country? The Kshatriyas or the warriors? Because they can only defend the country. And for a Hindu, it doesn't make sense that a priest like the Dalai Lama or bishop is ruling a country, because he has a different dharma and he has to live peacefully even and when an invasion is coming. And so the people from the country are not protected. And for the Kshatriyas is also, there are the soldiers and the civil servants and the leader of the country. That makes total sense. What's about punishment? Punishment, yes, for the Hindus. And the punishment should go step by step harder if the delinquent doesn't obey. And that makes sense. For instance, you have a kid that is hitting your other siblings and you don't like that. And then you say friendly and kindly, please don't do this. This hurts their siblings, my siblings, and so on. If it doesn't obey, then you make it stronger. You say it stronger. You remind him what you have said. And in the third step, you are very angry on him and show your anger. Don't do it again. And the next step, you say, if you do it again, no pocket money anymore. Still, if he's continuously doing it, you threaten him to hit him. And the next step is you hit him. And with these small steps, the delinquent can understand it. And then you can understand why, for instance, in India is still that the police are hitting the delinquents. But only the first two or three times. The next time, after three times, he is going to jail. Okay. And this is working. The Indian system is working. Thank you that I could speak to you, and bye.